Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, June 27th, 2012 edition of the Sands Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Jacksonville, which is kind of underwater due to Tropical Storm Debbie. One important reminder here, the reason you may see flooding is not necessarily because you're close to a body of water. The rainfalls we had really turned a lot of roads into rivers, and some houses are underwater that are really actually quite far away from any kind of creek or ocean. But well, with that, let's check our diaries. We do have some updates on the Run Forest Run issue that we talked about earlier in the week, or js.run4 as some of the antivirus companies are calling it. There are a couple of interesting more details about it. First of all, it makes it quite hard to actually get a copy of the exploit for analysis. The exploit is implemented using a couple of redirects. The first page you hit checks your user agent, also sets a cookie, and the second stage will only allow you in if that cookie is actually set. So just a wget with the right user agent may not necessarily make it and may not then set that cookie correctly. Now, if you make it and actually get a copy of the exploit, you will get the Black Hole Exploit Kit. It does try to exploit a number of Java issues as well as other vulnerabilities, like for example vulnerabilities in Adobe Reader. If it is successful in actually exploiting you, then it will install a copy of SUSE, the very popular financial malware. Now, if you are not vulnerable to any of these exploits, if you are actually patched, then it will pop up a fake antivirus. Now, this is not a generic fake antivirus. It will try to use geolocation to figure out what language your browser is using, and then the actual ruse telling you about the virus that you have and the antivirus software that you're supposed to download will be customized to be displayed in the language that's most likely going to succeed with you. So a couple of interesting tricks here. Now, the variants of CBOT or SUSE that are being installed here have very poor antivirus coverage. So at this point, once the user installs this, antivirus is not likely going to provide a lot of protection. Some of our readers, of course, mentioned whitelisting as an option to defend against this, which makes a lot of sense, but at this point, it's really more practical for enterprise environments, not so much for home users. For a while, we didn't really know how the code actually ended up on these different websites. One theory was that actually it was injected on a developer machine and then made live. However, now it looks that this was actually then caused by a SQL injection vulnerability in Plesk. Plesk is a very popular admin system for shared web hosting environments. But overall, I wouldn't be surprised if there are multiple web application vulnerabilities that are being exploited to spread this particular malware. And well, if you wonder what happens to a system once it's infected with SUSE, SPI, CBOT, or any of its variants, McAfee released an interesting document about what they call Operation High Roller. This is a particular set of attacks that targeted high-value individuals, and according to McAfee, resulted in about $78 million of damage. Now, the interesting part here is, and we mentioned that yesterday, that these Trojans now do affect a two-factor authentication. And in this case, what SUSE did is that it actually inserted a page into the web application telling the user to enter their second factor, and then it forwarded it to the server, or it would just directly write the session. This technique is not particularly new, but here's some interesting side effect where it was targeting high-value individuals, which are more likely going to use two-factor authentication. And Wyndham Hotels is in the crosshairs of the Federal Trade Commissions now. Wyndham operates a number of different hotel brands, like, for example, Days Inn and Ramada. As part of this investigation, the Federal Trade Commission revealed that Wyndham Hotels was breached multiple times and up to 500,000 accounts were compromised. The information stolen in these breaches was then used to generate about $10 million worth in fraudulent purchases. Now, not only is the size of this breach kind of important, but also the very basic security problems that caused the breach. So, for example, a lot of the systems in the hotel chain use default passwords. And once an attacker was able to breach systems in one of the hotels, they had essentially access to the entire hotel chain's network. So they were then able to infiltrate central servers and listen in on transactions. This is really typical for a lot of the retail kind of breaches that we have seen in the past, where one of the branch offices or stores was breached, and then that led to an infection of the entire corporation's network. Anyway, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening. Stay dry and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.